Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idyas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Me'ei avatiach. The insides of a melon. The pits and the juice. Ukenivas yarak. And parts that are removed from vegetables. Leaves that are like shtickles, spoiled. Now this is truma here. Shel truma. So I know the fruit itself, the vegetable itself is truma. But the pits? With a little bit of juice? Leaves that I'm peeling off? Is that part of the truma? Could only a kayan eat those? Zakt Rabbi Daisa? Not necessarily. Rabbi Daisa matir lizarim. Rabbi Daisa is matir for a zar. Zar means literally a stranger, a non-kayan, who can't eat truma. He could eat these pits. He can eat this little lachluchi ice, this moisture. There's no real juice in a melon. It's just a little bit of moisture or these leaves that were peeled off. Even a zar can eat it. V'chachamim oisrin, v'chachamim say no. Now, we're talking about a case where the kohen threw them away. So Bedeisa says, if the kohen is throwing it away, it's not considered an oichel. But the chachamim say no, it's still considered an oichel. Okay, me'ei avetiach. By the way, what does the word me'ei mean? It means like b'nei ma'ayim, the kishkas, the intestines. It means the real inside of the melon. That's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains it. Seeds and the juice, it's not much juice like orange juice. It's like this moisture. And the outer leaves that are usually thrown out are not eaten. Rabbi Daisa says, okay, so it's not food, so it's not truma. Even though the melon itself is truma, the vegetable itself is truma, and even a zar can eat it. The Chachamim say, look, l'maisa, it's edible, and therefore it's considered food. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Now in the Torah it says, v'reishis geiz tzoncha titen loy. One of the chav dalet matnois kahuna, one of the 24 gifts that have to go to a kayin, is called v'reishis geiz, the first fleece. When a farmer cuts, shears his sheep, he has to give a portion of the wool to the kayin. The Torah doesn't say how much, but the Chachamim say it should be at least a 60th of the wool for that season. Now, there's a certain amount of wool you have to cut in order for the chiyuv of Reishis Hageiz to go into effect. And that's what the machlokes here is about. How much? How much wool do I have to cut to be mechuyev in Reishis Hageiz? Sakta Mishnah, Chamesh Recheles Gezuzais Mone Upras Chayavis. Chamesh Recheles Gezuzais. A rachel is a sheep. Gezuzes means to cut. One of the lametes malachis on Shabbos is geizes, shearing sheep. Chamesh recheles gezuzes. If someone shears 5 sheep, and the wool that was cut from each sheep weighs at least a mona and a half, mona upras. You have not attached the words. It's as if it would say mona upras. In other words, the word pras goes on both monas. It's like I told you, $1, $1.50. Meaning to say, $1.50 and $1.50. That's how the Melech HaShalayim explains it. Each one of the 5 has a mona and a half. Chayavis b'reishis hageiz. Then you have to separate reishis hageiz. But if the wool of any of these 5 weighs less than a mona and a half, there's no chiyav of reishis hageiz. Divi Rabbi Dais as a halt Rabbi Dais. The Chachamim are much more machmer. The Chachamim are chamesh recheles kol shehen. If one shears 5 sheep and their wool weighs any amount, they're mechuyev in reishis hageiz. Usually kol shehen means any amount, but here the Bat Tanura says it's lav davka. You have to have a total value of at least 60 siloyim. If it's less than that, the Chachamim were not mechayev. Okay. Quickly chazing over our Mishnah, the insides of an avatiach. Pits, moisture, avatiach is a melon. Now in Eretz Yisrael they call avatiach a watermelon, but in the Mishnayos, lav davka doesn't mean a watermelon. Or parts of a vegetable that are peeled off that the kohen throws away, even though the melon or the vegetable is truma, but what's thrown away is not truma. Even a zar, a non-kohen, can eat it. The chachamim say no, it is edible b'shas hadchak. When it comes to the mitzvah of reishis hageiz, Rabbi Daisa says you don't have to give it unless you're shearing 5 sheep and each one produces a mona and a half of wool. The Chachamim say 5 sheep, but each one can produce much less than that. Kol shehen means any amount, but if I should explain, it would have to at least be between all of them, a total of 60 slayim worth.